Lieutenant Governor, I guess obviously you get a chance to talk with the Alabama Cattlemen's Association Board of Directors meeting today. It's got to feel good to get out and talk with these guys, because you mentioned you've got a long tradition with the Cattlemen's Association here in the state, don't you?
I sure do, and seeing a lot of the county officers and leaders coming back today is always wonderful, because they're stalwarts. They've made a difference in their counties, their communities, and they make a difference in the industry and in the state. And that's what we need, is problem solvers, solution finders, folks who know how to run businesses effectively and provide jobs for our people.
You bet. And you talked about four things that you all have committed to over this next year. Just real briefly, in kind of a synopsis, give us an idea of what those four commitments are.
First commitment is to growing quality jobs in Alabama. Second one is right-sizing so that government operates within its budgets, which means the state's dollars, which means mine and your tax dollars. Mm-hmm. And we've got to bring efficiencies and effectiveness to the operations of government. Thirdly is new leadership at Medicaid, because that department has to be reorganized, reevaluated, and how it's rendering services that are needed and essential. But we can't keep doing it in the same old fashion where the costs are escalating. They're now $603 million each year from the individuals who pay taxes, and that's doubled in the last 2 years. And the fourth one is balancing the state budgets while maintaining essential services of state.
And that's the key, the last part of that comment,
wasn't it? Is essential services of state.
Obviously, there's a lot of issues out there that everybody is, affects them in some way or another. How important is it, especially for cattlemen, those involved in agriculture, to be in touch with their local legislators and letting them know about how they feel about certain subjects?
It is essential. Alabama cattlemen and women know their House and Senate leaders. They have influence, and our elected officials listen and respect members of the cattlewomen and cattlemen. So when these folks talk and make recommendations and pledge support for making the tough decisions that will lead to long-term solutions, then that's what makes a difference. You can't have just good leaders. You've got to have good citizens standing strong with the good leaders.
And obviously, I take it we're looking forward to the upcoming legislative session, as there will be a lot of times that this will be needed during that time.
That's very correct. There will be some very difficult proposals and challenges that have got to be addressed, but it's all about bringing sound operations and fiscal management to keep our people employed and reduce the cost of what comes out of the taxpayer's pocket, because we can't just keep adding tax dollars to the coffers.
But bottom line to all of this, you seem pretty proud of the fact that we are heading in that direction.
We are headed in the right direction. The world understands that Alabama's on the move. When Airbus came to Mobile, Alabama, that set the world stage. I assure you that companies that are here are already expanding, and some others are more on the way in the pipeline to come. So, yes, Alabama's on the move, and the eyes of the world are on Alabama.